The full Senate votes today on the nomination of John Roberts to the Supreme Court. And the focus has already turned to the next fight, who will replace Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. We spoke with the Democratic leader of the Senate, Harry Reid, to find out what he's looking for.
I think the court would be better if we didn't have all these appellate judges continually come to the Supreme Court. I think we need people who are either trial judges, trial lawyers, people who have seen the light of day recently.
In other words, please don't give us a second John Roberts.
John Roberts, now no one could question his legal brilliance, but the fact is he's never taken a deposition, never voir dired a jury, never argued a case to a jury. I think that that's not what I personally am looking for in someone going to the Supreme Court.
Senator Reid, you opposed confirming John Roberts. Many Democrats are supporting his confirmation. If a conservative like John Roberts can get through your caucus, who can't?
Well, I think that depends on who the president gives us. I have told him there are certain people that if he selected them, it would be a poke in the eye with a sharp stick. And I'm not sure that that person would ever get out of the Senate. I think that there would be such a revulsion against a person of that caliber that I suggested to the president that he would have to go to someone else.
So were he to nominate one of these people that is on the list of who you will not accept, what are you going to do to stop it?
The Senate's an interesting body. Things here are done in many different ways. There are many procedural restrictions getting things done. And I know the procedures of the Senate. If I thought that there was somebody that was really bad for the court and the country, we would use whatever procedural avenues that are available to us to stop that person from going on to the court.
One avenue is a filibuster.
Certainly that's one avenue, and among others, everything would be on the table. We think the stakes are enormous in replacing Sandra Day O'Connor. On a closely divided court, she's repeatedly cast the decisive votes to protect individual rights and freedoms, and we have to keep that in mind.
And of course, the even talk of a filibuster brings us back to an argument that has been made that Republicans could invoke the nuclear option.
Nuclear option's over. They tried to do that. It was decided at the time that it wouldn't work. And so I think that people should speak with some amount of realism. The president, with the numbers that he has that are lowest numbers in modern history for a president, it seems a little strange that you would break rules have been in effect for more than 200 years to put somebody on the court. It seems to be a cloud on that person going to the court.
President Bush's approval ratings are, in fact, as you suggested, at an all-time low. Does it make it easier for you to oppose this nominee? Have you been given a gift, in a sense?
Well, I don't know if we've been given a gift. I hardly think so. I think that we have the intractable war in Iraq. We have this situation that developed in the Gulf that showed the incompetence of this administration. We have other problems that are so apparent that I don't think it's a gift for anyone.
Senator Reid, thanks very much for joining us.
Bye-bye.
Harry Reid, Democrat of Nevada, is the minority leader of the Senate. We reached him in his office on Capitol Hill.